Hey, hey, welcome to the Light Podcast. My name is Amira and I am your host. As you can tell, I'm super pumped for this episode of The Light. This is a special edition of The Light. As you know, I am getting ready to graduate with my Master's of Education in Student Affairs in literally at this point a few weeks. I cannot believe it. Time has flown. Cannot believe it. But in order to make sure that I walk across that stage, I have to complete all of my assignments. One of the assignments that I have to complete is conveniently a podcast episode where I talk about a current college student issue of my choice. Today, I want to talk about the pressures of choosing a major slash career for college students. This is an issue that I see literally every day in my work, and I want to get to the bottom of it as much as we can in this short time that we have. I have purposely designed this episode for student affairs professionals, but I believe that no matter where you are in life, you might be able to get a gem or two from this. Whether you're a high school student who is trying to decide what you want to major in, whether you're a college student who is trying to decide if you chose the right major, or whether you have already graduated and are thinking about changing your career, I think you'll be able to get something from this. I also want to make sure that we are still building our community of people that listen to The Light Podcast and are on a journey to make the world better by lighting up their own space, but I need your help to do that. If you enjoy The Light Podcast, please be sure to 5-star rate and review, and if you could, share with 3 friends so that we can get this community up and going. Enough of the small talk, let's go ahead and get into this episode of The Light. My graduate experience here at Clemson is something that I'm going to forever be grateful for. And I have learned so much, and this experience is going to make me an amazing professional. A part of that learning, though, is uncovering and what is being revealed to me is problems that our students are facing all the time. And one of the problems that I have noticed is this pressure, this seemingly huge amount of pressure surrounding major and career choice. And what I want to talk today about is how this was brought to my attention, what I think the cause of this pressure is, and what as student affairs professionals can we do to help navigate students through this. Let's do this, okay? So in my internship, I have had opportunity to, in my internship in the fall, work specifically in the College of Behavioral, Social, and Health Sciences in their advising office as an intern. And my whole reason for being there was to help students who were interested in changing their major navigate through that process. So not just on the technical piece of you have to apply and do this, but also coaching them and advising them on what to do. The question that I had been trained to ask, and a question that just makes sense to ask before we do anything, what do you want to do for your career? And I thought that that question was going to be easy. Like, oh, that's an easy question. They're going to be able to tell me immediately, and we're going to be able to get this thing going. To my surprise, the answer always came, not always, but in a lot of cases. I had about 100 students, different types of students, different majors, and the answers were very similar. Oh, well, you know, I'm not really sure, which was mind-boggling because you're here to change your major. Your major directly impacts the degree you get. You get a degree to get a job, but you're sitting coming to change your major, but you don't know what you want to do. So then the question, after prodding and prodding a little bit, well, why are you here? Well, I'm here because, you know, I was thinking about majoring in this, but my mom and dad said that I shouldn't, so I'm here to change it into something else. Or inversely, I'm majoring in this and I really hate it, but my parents really want me to major in this. So I just need something to tell them, to sell it to them. Something along those lines, and insert whoever else, family members, counselors, whoever, friends, peers, something they saw on TV, this idea. But rarely did I get students who were dead set on this thing because that is what they decided to do. I would get one in a few. And I was just curious about what this phenomenon was. Why were students not necessarily willing to be confident. Because one thing that I learned through it after asking more questions, most students had some type of idea. While they might not have been able to name a career necessarily, most of what I was asking about was, well, what do you like to do? If you don't know your career, what is it that you like to do? And typically they were able to say, well, I really hate science. And then that would lead me to say, well, why are you a biology major? And then that would lead them to say, well, my parents said, and then we would get into the nitty gritty. And that was common. That happened a lot. The parent thing happened a lot. And I wanted to dig into this because I reflected on my experience, and that is what happened to me. As you know, maybe you don't, I originally wanted to get into education when I was in high school, preparing for school. I didn't. I was talked out of it by my parents, ended up majoring in marketing because I thought it was a good deal. And now here I am in a few weeks getting ready to get my master's in what? Education. Full circle. I should have stuck to the plan. But shoulda, coulda, woulda's never got me anywhere. But this is a phenomenon that I see, but I also went through it as well. But why? I wanted to uncover that. But, you know, my internship ended, winter break happened, and then I come back in the spring, and the question comes back up because now I'm in another internship with Dr. Travis Smith's nonprofit organization, Unite Incorporated, and I am advising 7 high school seniors on what to do for college, where to choose, how to narrow down their schools. Major is a topic that comes up a lot because major is super important in the college decision process. And my questions were the same, and their answers were typically the same. Well, I was thinking about this, but so-and-so said this. Even more so, I thought about this, but so-and-so was saying duh, whatever it might be. Very same conversations. And so that is what is inspiring me to talk about this. And I really want to get down to why. What is this pressure about? Why do we do this? Where is this coming from? Why do students have so much anxiety and stress around this? Seemingly anxiety and stress around this. And why do they clam up when I'm asking them these questions? So I did what I always do when I'm trying to get information. I scoured through articles, listened to podcasts, reflected on those conversations, kind of created thematic codes, mental codes in my head about what I noticed. And just kind of watch what was happening around me. And I've come up with reasons for why this has happened. 3 reasons for why this happens. Number 1, there is a pressure to go to college to begin with. We are all taught this. Our society teaches us this. If you want to be anybody in this world, or in this country rather, you need a college degree. Okay? That pressure is, I'm a big proponent of education. I support it wholeheartedly. But what that pressure does in a lot of cases is it might eliminate possibilities to do other things that might not require education, like being a musician, being an athlete, being an entrepreneur, right? Having a business that does not require you to have a degree, a landscaping business. You don't necessarily need a degree for that. Cosmetology school, you can go to technical school for that. Heating and air, you can go to technical community college for that, but that is taboo in our culture. You have to go to college if you want to be anybody. And if you deviate from that, you're bound to get some type of resistance, particularly depending on where you grow up, particularly in marginalized communities where college is your ticket out of the door. That is an immense amount of pressure, and it almost forces students to now have to select from a list. Okay, now I have to go to college. I really want to do this, but I have to go to school now. I really don't need to go to school to do what I want to do. So what am I going to do? What can I pick? And then you pick from a list. That is one reason, this pressure, this amount of pressure that we put into college. Reason number 2, this idea of having 17 and 18 year olds figure their life out and what they want to do. Our brains, science tells us this, are not fully developed until we're 25. I'm 25 right now, and I still, every day, am figuring my life out. But the amount of pressure that we put on students to have their life figured out, because here's the thing, in those conversations that I'm having with students that are switching their major, not only are they coming, a lot of them are coming with shame. Like, I really should have did this freshman year, but I just took this class and I really, really enjoyed it. And I know this is going to put me behind. And it's a shame around changing their major. What is that shame coming from? This pressure to have it figured out. You don't get grace to, you know, some people will say this, but most people, the narrative is not, oh, well, just pick something and you can change it later. No, the narrative is pick it so you can be on the right track. You can't be in school any longer. That's money. You need to pick it. Your scholarship that you're here for 4 years is dependent on science. So you have to pick the major and you need to pick science. You have to stay there. And there's no room, which creates this idea of, oh God, I have to figure my whole life out when I'm 17, 18 years old. That's an immense amount of pressure to put on someone, especially being that the first 2 years of college is gen eds that we all are taking anyway. What is that pressure about? And in colleges, we really need to start to reevaluate why we do it the way we do it. And most schools, you have to apply by major to get into the schools. So you really have to figure it out. And sometimes you're making haste decisions. My decision to major in marketing was based off of me liking Super Bowl commercials and just the fact that I had to pick a major. Ideally, I would take some time to really figure it out and maybe take classes in an array. But that's not the popular narrative. That's not what is being pushed to students at all. And so that creates amount of pressure. So when they are at a place and bold enough, mind you, these are just students who are bold enough to change their major. Never mind students who just don't feel like going through the hassle. That was me in college. I just didn't want to go through the hassle of switching my major. Students who are bold enough and feeling that amount of shame for coming to do that. So that's number two, this idea that you have to have life figured out by the time you're 18. Number three, this idea of debt. Student loan debt is something that is super prevalent in our society today, and I need to do an episode on it. I'm going to do an episode on it. But with the debt, a lot of times that debt is able to get to all of these students, and the reason why we are so willingly able to accept it is because we're promised, okay, if you get in debt, no worry, you're going to get a degree. Make sure you get a degree and a good job, though, because if you get a degree and a good job, these student loans don't matter, which is a very problematic thing. But under that guise, so now I'm coming to school. I had to choose my major when I was 18 years old, but now I need to make sure that that major is going to get me money. And what jobs get me money, the most money? Never mind what I care about. Never mind what I like. Never mind what I'm good at. Money is the driving, motivating force. And obviously, that's logical. We go to school to get a degree. You get a degree, you have to get a loan for it. You want to be able to have a degree or have a job that's going to help you do that. It's common sense. But is it necessary? What are the narratives around that? The ideas of that, right? It puts an immense amount of pressure on students. It just does. The pressure to go to college, the pressure to have life figured out, and this pressure of money are all factors that are contributing to why our students come into offices and are feel shameful, feel confused, and afraid to say what they really care about. Because what we say is, oh, well, you don't, put your dreams aside and focus on the bigger picture. You need to have a backup plan, which is not bad in theory, but it creates an amount of pressure. And they sit in my office and we have to walk through that. And I'm often teaching students, unteaching them, getting them to unlearn so many of these negative things that they've been taught. So what? That leads me to, what can we do? What can we do in our roles as student affairs professionals? Something that I learned is, once I had these experiences, I was hyper aware of experiences that were happening in my assistantship, which has nothing really to do with academics. My graduate assistantship is in housing. But a lot of students are in one-on-one conversations, and just students in general, we're still talking about majors because it's super prevalent. And I was able to take and use tips that I use in advising to help students navigate that and just be a cheerleader for them outside. So I want to use some of those, and I want to talk about some of those today that I think could really help and benefit us in this process. And I personally use the appreciative advising framework. Again, shout out to Travis Smith. He kind of introduced me to this, and it's something that I use with my students now. And appreciative advising is basically the framework for providing high quality education, but both on an individual and organizational level. And it's basically this idea that education, me educating you, is not just telling you what to do. It's a collaborative experience, a collaborative approach. And I highly believe in this. And this has been super successful in these conversations that I'm having with students and just seeing them get to a place of, okay, I'm gonna do this and I'm gonna be confident in this and I'm deciding this. And even if I'm not, I understand the ramifications of it, right? And appreciative advising has 6 proponents. It's disarm, discover, dream, design, deliver, and don't settle. Just the names of these alone, I feel like, are enough for you to jump onto them. But the biggest ones that I kind of want to highlight here is the dream. That's what I start with. So when I ask that question about career path, they might say something, they might give me an answer, well, yeah, I was thinking this because my dad said da 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 da. Okay, I want you to take a moment. This is what I tell the students. And I ask a miracle question. Shout out to my advising class for teaching me about miracle questions. In a perfect world, if you could have it your way, what would you be doing? What type of work? Maybe you don't know a career, but what type of work would it be? What would you be doing? That allows them an opportunity to dream. I think this whole system, and every reason why there's so many pressures is because we're taking students' ability of dreaming away. Granted, I don't think just because students have a dream, some dreams, you know, we don't have to throw all the eggs in the basket, but just giving them the space and opportunity to dream. Okay, you really, really love making social change, and you would love to do that for the rest of your life. Then maybe, and then you would also love vacation. So maybe I can't promise you the vacations forever, but maybe let's find something that will work for you. Now I have something to work with. Social change. Okay, let's look into it. And using that, and then getting them to discover it, getting them the agency to discover it on their own. Okay, this is what you want to do. I want you to look this up. Have you been to the Career Center? Have you taken any of the assessments yet? What did it say? How did you feel about it? Most of the time, they didn't even know to use the resources. Use the resources. Maybe you don't want to go to the Career Center, but have you Googled it? Have you looked it up? What work have you done? Getting them to discover, and let's design a plan based off of that. Come back to me if you need to, or go to the Career Center and let's design a plan of what we're going to do after, and getting them to do that. And then don't settle. You know you don't like science. Don't do science. You know you don't like this thing. Don't do this thing. Don't settle. Getting them to that place. And a lot of it is coaching. A lot of those are conversations. And just collaborating with them, I think, is the biggest piece that has been helpful for me. So using those basic advising skills, active listening, the different types of questioning techniques, open-ended questions, but not necessarily accepting the answers, that first answer to that question for me, what do you want to do for your career? That was never my lasting answer. I kept asking more questions to get to the bottom. Okay, you say you want to do it, why? You say you want to make social change. Okay, why do you want to make social change? What inspired you to do that? Let's dig into it. Giving them the space to do that. And I was amazed and still am amazed every day to see how much of that was helpful in getting them to where they are. And a lot of students will look at me like, you know what? I didn't ever even think, Amira, to go to the Career Center. I'm going to go do that first. Or they were thinking, okay, you affirmed me. I'm so glad. I feel so much better. Or I am completely confused and now I just need to go refigure it out. Whatever the answer is, I'll take it. As long as you are thinking about it and you feel confident enough in moving and not moving on the basis of what someone told you, but moving on the basis of what you want to do, period. And allowing students to do that. So my answer to this question and how we solve this is easy. Giving students the opportunity to dream. I feel like that's what this work is about. And I think that that's super, 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 super important. And the biggest thing, some resources that really helped me with this. So first, I am kind of becoming a little bit obsessed with Dave Ramsey and the Dave Ramsey Networks, but he has a personality called Ken. His name is Ken Coleman. Ken Coleman Show is literally always talking about career. It's helping people to find their dream career. And when listening to the show, I'm always kind of inspired and also proud, because a lot of what he's using, whether he knows it or not, is this advising, this appreciative advising work, getting people to dream and not settling, designing a plan, and also, you know, delivering on that and disarming themselves is something he works on often. There's a Forbes article, lots of Forbes articles about what students and choosing their careers. There's also things that you can go to see the pressures and where the pressures come from. If you look on debt, research about debt, if you look on research about top career choices, a lot of them are typically STEM. So students typically choose that based off of things like that. And I think for me, the Career Center at your institution is a huge resource. I always send students there every single time. without a doubt. And then also their advising offices as well. But this is something that I have surprisingly become really, really passionate about. And this is really inspiring me to move into what I want to do next. And I am just super excited that I was able to share that with you. And that does it for another episode of the Light Podcast. Oh, that was so fun to do. I'm super excited that I got to do that. I am curious though, what helped you pick the career path that you're in? What inspired you to do that? I want to know. Share that with me at thelightpodcast@gmail.com. That is indeed thelightpodcast@gmail.com. I would love to hear your thoughts. But that does it for this week's episode of The Light. Again, if you enjoyed this podcast, please, please be sure to subscribe, rate 5 stars, and share with 3 friends. But that is all, folks. Until next time, I am signing off. May you have love, peace, and blessings throughout your week.